At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Out of the Drying Pan, a Pokemon the Series podcast, where each week we discuss two episodes of the Pokemon series anime, or maybe do something a little different. Just a quick reminder, we are an E for Explicit podcast, so listener discretion is advised. I am your cheerful host, Alex, and I'm joined for this holly jolly recording by my co-host, Austin. Hey, Austin.
Alex is mad at me.
I'm never mad at you.
You're always mad at me.
There's no room for being mad on this cheerful holiday festive podcast.
Not in my Christmas experience. Someone's always mad during Christmas in my life.
Look, if it weren't for your gambling problem.
And there's the big reveal. We have a couple of special guests on the podcast this week. Hello, Josh, and hello, Jacob.
Hello. Good to be here. Austin offered me some of that fat big Patreon money to be here, so if you guys want me back on, keep paying the Patreon, because Austin has to cough up every time I'm on here.
So yeah, you get 5 cents.
5 cents per word, isn't that the deal we came up with?
Hey, I need to renegotiate my contract, because I'm not even getting that good of a deal. Well, hey guys, it's really great to have you on for our awesome holiday Jeopardy game that we're going to be playing today. I hope y'all are ready.
We are ready. Austin, you're going to have a fun time editing this episode. I'm sitting right next to my furnace, and it is just blasting away right now.
Well, Jacob, what you don't know is I'm way cooler and calmer about this than I used to be, because now I don't give a shit.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad the meds kicked in for you.
He's in the acceptance phase of the five stages of grief, so.
It's fine.
It's fine. Well, this is really great. I'm glad you guys were able to join this week so we can fill out our three-team Jeopardy. Well, I hope it won't be a disaster. We'll see how this goes. But it's part Pokemon trivia and part regular trivia. So, Josh, don't feel too rusty on the Pokemon trivia because you have some opportunity here. As does everybody else, if you don't quite know.
Yeah, Josh is going to be fine. He's going to be good. I have not done anything Pokemon in forever, except for watch videos of people fighting over Pokemon cards online. That's all I've been watching for Pokemon.
It's like watching Jerry Springer or something.
It is. It's terrible.
Do we have anything in our culture that's like Jerry Springer or Maury Povich adjacent?
Currently?
Yeah. Is it just like people freaking out in public places? Is that all we have?
Yeah. It's like in certain Instagram pages or like Reddit threads or subreddits, I guess they're called. It's like that occupies that space now because it's just constant. And AI video now, too. It's constantly flooding those realms. So, yeah, that's how we occupy our time because that's 24/7. You don't have to wait till 5 p.m. on a Tuesday to watch Jerry Springer.
Speaking of AI, have y'all seen the AI Coke commercial? Because I had to see it like 20 times last night, and it was awful. Mm-mm. It was so terrible.
I don't even want to know. Like, I'm sure it's not as charming as the M&M commercial or the Hershey Kiss jingle bells.
It was just like random shit happening.
Yeah. Did y'all see the anime that got dubbed by AI? Mm-mm. On Amazon.
No.
Yeah, like if you get a chance, I think it was called Banana Fish. This, I just saw this all over the place. People were like, it was literally just the robots talking. Like somebody gets shot and, you know, it's like just, no, it's terrible.
Is this the future of our society? Yikes.
Until OpenAI runs out of money anyway, which is probably not too far off.
I just want to disclaimer this. I did not use AI to make up this Jeopardy game. I did a lot of feverish Googling last night for the best trivia questions, and I came up with some myself, so...
Oh, very proud of you, Alex.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. Can I pat myself on the back? Thank you, thank you.
My favorite thing is your name is Alex, and you're hosting Jeopardy.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to the OG.
Can I be Vanna?
Alex Trebek.
I'll be Vanna.
Vanna?
What is she on?
She's on Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Okay. Okay, my bad. Who's the lady that does Jeopardy then?
Who's the lady what?
What lady does Jeopardy? Do they have a lady on Jeopardy?
Yeah, Blossom.
Wait, who is it now?
It's Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings, that's right. There was some Jeopardy drama, right? Like, people were trying to, like, install themselves as the new Jeopardy king, and people were like, no, and so then they got Ken to come back.
It was, like, split between Ken Jennings and Mayim Bialik? Is that how you say your name?
I'll take your word.
Has anybody ever met a Jeopardy champion before?
No.
One of us is going to be a Jeopardy champion today.
That's true. We're going to meet one day, but I've met one. I met a guy who won it 4 times.
Holy. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where was this?
I was at a church thing.
Oh.
Just some random guys. Like, yeah, I was on Jeopardy. I was on Jeopardy. Jeopardy?
Jeopardy. Deep in the South.
And he's like, I won it 4 times.
That's pretty dang cool. I don't think I could ever really be on a game show because I think the pressure is too great. Like, I wouldn't be able to remember anything in the moment.
I'm too ugly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You've got a face for radio. Ayo, mm-hmm. Ayo. I'm kidding. We love you,
that's
Austin.
That's a good one. That's really good.
But no, this will be fun. This will be cozy, laid back, no high stakes pressure, like real Jeopardy. And the prize is bragging rights for the next year. No cash prize, unfortunately, but you get to be crowned the out of the drying pan Jeopardy master. Yeah, quite an honor, I'd say.
We will take your face and make it the thumbnail of the podcast.
Yeah, face reveal.
That's great. Are you keeping score, Alex?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. Because I didn't know. I wasn't going to be able to keep my own score.
I think there's a way to do
this.
Highly
inflated.
I think there's a Teams. Like, if you guys can see the screen right now, I think there's a Teams function. So I'm hoping that it'll work. But if not, I will keep a score. I have paper next to me. So.
Okay, good.
I've not tried this in practice. So you guys are going to be the test subjects. We're going to do it live.
How do we buzz in? Alex?
Oh, great question, Austin. You're going to buzz in by screaming in a gentle fashion the name of your favorite Pokemon. Please don't blow out our listeners' ears by screaming too loud. So why don't we go down the list and you guys can tell us who your favorite Pokemon is and how you'll be buzzing in. So, Jacob?
I'm going to say Lapras.
Okay, Austin?
I'm going to pick up my out of the drying pan mug that Jacob and Leslie got me 1 year and say Heracross.
And Josh, what is your favorite Pokemon?
I'm going to go with Corphish. I like his Gilbert Godfrey-ass voice.
Josh is a Corphish fan.
So, Josh, when did you go from Wobbuffet to Corphish?
When you guys, when Alex had the I'm blanking on what the current gen that you guys are on is called, but Ash seems to spam Corphish at every opportunity, and it's always, I'm just hearing the other one, fish, fish, fish!
He's got an iconic voice. It's great. So yeah, that's going to be the way we're going to buzz in, because this doesn't have a built-in buzz feature. So this will be delightfully chaotic. If you guys are ready, I guess we can start and see how this will all work out.
Let's do it.
All right, time for Out of the Drying Pan Holiday Jeopardy Edition.
Oh, cool. All right, who goes first?
Oh, gosh, we didn't figure out who's first. Austin, any ideas?
Do you have a randomizer? Do a randomizer, Alex.
Okay, I'm going to do a randomizer.
I was thinking like how they did it in Real Jeopardy, but I couldn't remember. It's like the newest person on, right? Do they go first?
Yeah, I think. I'm going to put in y'all's names, so hold on.
How did they decide who went first on the very first Jeopardy? Google that.
Random. Who was the first Jeopardy contestant?
All right, I'm going to spin this Wheel of Names thing that I have on my phone, and whoever goes first goes first. So let's see what the wheel says.
Wheel of Fortune.
The Destiny Wheel has spoken. Jacob? Jacob, oh, you boy. Are first.
That's crazy.
Yes, oh, indeed. Oh, Lord. So.
Alrighty.
Go ahead and pick a category.
Okay, I like this song, so we're going with Ice Ice Baby for 100. Let's start small.
All right. I'm hoping this will work. Please, God, work. The question is, ice type... Oh, I messed up already. The ice type is super effective against this many other types.
Wait, so do we buzz in?
Do I go? No, anybody can answer.
Anybody can go.
Anybody can answer at any time. Okay, great.
Yeah, yes. So, yeah, buzz in.
I'll go Lapras. I'll give it a shot.
Okay, Lapras, Jacob, what's your answer?
Give me three. What is three, Alex?
No.
Can I phone a friend?
No, oh my God, do we not remember how we played Jeopardy?
Hair across.
Austin. Oh my God.
What is one?
No.
Damn it.
I knew there's, I know. Oh, man. Go the number in between, Josh.
Josh?
Go the number in between.
You can guess if you want. If not, we'll go on.
What were the other two guesses so far? My cat has been accosting me.
I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm just going to say 7.
And that is incorrect.
Okay.
So I guess if you all get it wrong, then I have to reveal the answer, right?
Yeah, you got to reveal the answer. And it goes back to me. 4. Yep.
The answer is 4.
So I was closest, so I get the points, right?
No.
Sorry. I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, that would be dragon.
Oh, duh.
Rock. Ground and grass.
Is flying not weak to ice?
Wait, I'm sorry. Did I fuck this up?
I could be wrong.
Austin, the board says 4, so that's the correct answer.
Okay, the board says 4. That's fair.
The board says 4.
It says dragon fly. Oh, I'm sorry. I said, what did I say? Rock? I didn't mean that. It's dragon flying, grass, and ground. Sorry. My mistake.
Do I get points for that?
No.
No.
Oh.
You get half a point. All right, it's back to me because I know that's how it works in Real Jeopardy.
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Josh, remember you're answering in the form of a question.
Oh.
Yeah, what is what is blah, blah, blah?
So are these all Pokemon? They're all Pokemon related?
They're not all Pokemon related, no.
Okay, then give me general for 100.
Okay.
Hey, what are the categories first?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I've completely fucked this up already. Let's back up a little bit. The categories are general, around the world, jingles all the way, Ice Ice Baby, which we just did one of those, and Snowlax's Confectionery.
Okay. General for 100.
This Pokemon pulls Santa Claus's sleigh in holiday hijinks.
Heracross.
Austin.
What is Pony? No, what is Rapidash?
No, he got it wrong. You can't double back.
You can't double back?
Final
nope,
answer is Rapidash?
Oh.
Wrong. Anybody else? Oh my, this Pokemon pulls Santa Claus's sleigh in holiday hijinks.
Oh my God.
Corphish.
Josh?
What is Growlithe? I don't know.
No, unfortunately. Jacob?
Oh,
anybody?
God. God, what's that reindeer looking Pokemon?
Can't tell you.
Lapras.
Oh, no. Sorry, guys. The correct
no,
answer...
No, that's my cue in for the thing.
Oh, what? Oh, my God.
No, it's not that one. What is Pikachu?
Wrong. I'm sorry. The correct answer is... Austin almost had it, but he second-guessed himself. The answer is Ponyta.
Dang it, dude. We are not doing good.
Yeah. Okay, this is the warm-up, right? You got one more try to warm up. Okay. Back to Jacob. Pick a category, please.
Thank you, Alex. I'll keep running the board here with Around the World for 100.
All right. This holiday is celebrated on December 26th.
Lapras.
Oh, my God. Okay, Jacob.
What is Boxing Day?
That is correct.
Yes. All righty.
Okay, so we can interrupt the question.
Can you? I don't know if that was a rule or not.
Yes, I think you can.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know what? Let's just for the sake of the audio podcast, let me finish reading it, and then
okay, you can go. Okay.
So the question was, the holiday celebrated on December 26th in the UK and other Commonwealth countries is, as Jacob said, Boxing Day. So your team won, Jacob, and I gave you 100 points.
Sorry, we could put an asterisk by that for interrupting before the question.
That's but, okay. I figured you can, I think, in the real game, but for the sake of letting people hear the question, let's wait till the end.
Let's go back to Around the World for 200.
Christmas was banned in this country from 1969 to 1998.
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is the USSR?
Incorrect.
Oh!
Corfish.
Josh.
What is the People's Republic of China?
No.
Oh, that was a good guess, too, though.
Any other guesses?
Me, hair Austin? Cross. What is Iran?
That is incorrect. And I just want everybody to know that this does not tell me what the answer is, so I'm trying to remember all this from memory. So, that is incorrect. The answer is, drumroll please, Cuba.
Oh, man.
Jacob, it's your board still, I believe.
I really like those questions. Around the World for 300.
All right. This figure, originating from Central and Eastern Alpine folkloric tradition, accompanies St. Nicholas on December 5th to punish naughty children with birch rods.
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is Krampus?
That is correct.
Yeah, all right.
Great job. Next question, please.
Let's go Jingles All the Way for 100, Alex.
All right. Ash plans on giving Professor Oak this Pokemon for Christmas.
Nope. Heracross.
Austin.
What is Pikachu?
Yay!
Yay!
He wants to give Professor Oak a Pikachu this Christmas. All right, you're team two, so that is 100 points for you.
What is that from, Austin? What episode? Or
we listened to a Pokemon Christmas album last year.
Yes, we did. Oh, well.
cooking the books, I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Austin, you're bored.
Oh, boy. General for 500.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Okay. Gonna daring today, aren't we? Delibird and its paradox counterpart, Iron Bundle, are the only Pokemon capable of learning this move via level up.
Heracross.
Austin.
What is present?
That is correct.
Man, Austin's going to run the board with the Pokemon question. That's awesome.
Don't forget, we've got Double Jeopardy after this. So you have an opportunity to redeem yourselves. Austin, you're bored.
What is Jingles All the Way for 500? Or sorry, not what is. Jingles All the Way for 500, Alex.
This track on the Christmas Bash, Pokemon Christmas Bash album, is the only one to feature all five main voice actors.
What is Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Incorrect.
Oh, sorry, Heracross.
Austin, and no, incorrect, I'm sorry.
Are the other two allowed to use their phones?
No, nobody's allowed to use their phones or computer. I didn't think I need to say that.
I'm not touching nothing, okay?
No cheating allowed. Any other guesses?
This track on the Christmas Bash album.
It's the name of the track.
Yeah, the song, right?
Yes.
Lapras.
Yes, Jacob.
What is Joy to the Pokemon World?
That would be an adorable song title. Unfortunately, that is not correct. I would love to see them make more of those. Pokemon, are you listening? Josh, any guesses? Just want to guess for the sake of it.
Sure. I don't know. All I want for Christmas is a Pikachu.
That's so cute, but no. All right, the correct answer is Christmas Medley.
Okay.
Of course.
Of course, Austin. I'm very disappointed in you. Not getting this. So
it's still me?
I guess. I mean, you got it wrong, but I think it's still you.
Around the World for 500, Alex.
Okay, 500 it is. Instead of just one Santa, this country is visited by 13 Yule lads.
Oh, Lord.
Corfish?
Josh.
What is Iceland?
That is correct.
Yes. Yay. That was awesome.
Great job. 500 for you.
What are Yule lads? What is that, Josh? Do you know what do they look like?
Each one, basically, they're these little goblins that cause trouble in people's households. There's one called, and they all have very little literal names describing what exactly they do. There's one called Spoon Licker. There's one that does something to people's doorknobs. Basically, these schoolhouse type pranks.
Okay, they're like the Seven Dwarfs name wise, like sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But they harass random households.
That's fun, Josh.
Josh, you run the board. It is your board.
Yes.
All right, let's do Around the World for 400.
All right, we're going to clear this category. What country is credited for beginning the tradition of decorating Christmas trees?
Corfish.
Josh.
What is Norway?
I don't think that's right. Again, I'm trying to remember this from memory. I don't think so.
Okay. Heracross.
Austin.
What is Finland?
No.
Okay.
Jacob, all right. Everyone's gone Scandinavian. I see.
I was just following Josh's art.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of thinking he's right somewhere in there. What? I'll go this. Lapras. What is Sweden?
No. Okay. Let me. This is bad hosting. I'm so sorry. But it doesn't tell me. The answer was Germany.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Sorry. Good guesses, though.
Attributing things to Germany is always kind of squishy because they weren't actually a country until the mid-1800s.
I believe when I was looking up questions, it said 16th century.
Then Germany didn't even exist yet.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. That's what it said. I don't know.
The country currently known as Germany.
Thank you. Josh, it's still your board.
General 300.
This Pokemon was the first to speak telepathically in the animated series.
Heracross?
Austin?
Lapras.
That's correct.
Oh, sorry, I did it wrong. What is Lapras?
Oh, thank you. I forgot.
Do we want to hold him? We want to hold him to that, Josh?
How about let's just do an Uno type thing where somebody has to call it out. Somebody has to notice before they correct themselves.
Okay, yes. Great.
Oh, perfect. I'm sorry. I'm a bad host for not noticing. Santa's Lapras is correct. I'll give it to you, Austin. All right, next category, please.
No Lax's confectionery for 500, Alex.
500? Oh, my God. The oldest existing fruitcake was baked in this year.
Oh, who knows? Heracross.
Austin.
What is 2025?
No. Good guess, though.
Oh, man. Lapras.
Jacob.
You know, what is 1343?
No, but that is interesting.
Okay, Josh, how much fruitcake knowledge do you have?
The oldest existing fruitcake was baked in this year. I'm going to say, I don't know, 1897. What is 1897?
Very close. Off by just a few years. The correct answer is 1878.
Huh.
And it still exists today.
Can you eat it?
People have eaten off of it.
Oh, man.
Whose board is it? I forget.
I think it's still me. Austin. What is Ice Baby for 500?
Austin, why are you going with all the big ones?
Gosh. What was the number you picked? 500?
500.
Good. Oh my gosh. Come on.
In Generation 3, this ice type move is the only one not categorized as beautiful in contests.
Ooh. Heracross.
Austin.
What is Ice Punch?
Ooh, good guess, but no.
Oh, damn.
Josh, I know you know this.
Corfish, what is freeze?
Freeze! No! Good guess. Jacob, any guesses?
I'm going to base this off what Austin said. Lapras?
Yes.
What is ice kick?
Ice kick?
Yeah!
Hiya. No, unfortunately, the correct answer is, and please, for the love of God, Bulbapedia, do not let me down. The move is Ice Fang.
Oh, Fang. Huh.
Good guesses, you guys. That was pretty close. Ice Punch was pretty close.
Is there an ice kick? Is that even an actual thing?
No.
Oh, well. Thanks for being nice, then. Good guesses. Yeah, okay.
Good guesses. Yeah. Gotta keep morale high. Austin, pick again, please.
Jingles All the Way for 400.
This character isn't mentioned in any song on the Pokemon Christmas Bash album.
I mean, a lot of characters. Jesus?
Well, but in the anime, this character. Okay.
So you're saying in the Jesus is in the manga.
Yeah, exactly. Austin.
What is Tracy? Damn.
No. Any other guesses?
Lapras.
Jacob.
Oh, man. I just totally blanked. What is Gary? Or who is Gary?
You're correct.
Oh, my.
Gary. Yay! Yeah. How did you know? Oh, my gosh. That's freaking awesome. Good guess.
I like to thank my family.
No. Great. Your board.
Let's go general for 200, Alex.
Okay. This is the title of the series of Pikachu shorts related to winter and Christmas.
Heracross.
Austin.
Who is Pikachu?
What? No.
Pikachu. Who is Pikachu?
No. No. Did I hear you buzz in there, Jacob?
No, Austin took my answer.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
any other guesses?
Oh, I misread the question. God damn it.
Sorry.
So the question is, this is the title of the shorts, not who is the title character.
Yeah, this is the title of the series of Pikachu shorts related to winter and Christmas.
Okay, I understand.
Sorry. Reading comprehension. Lord. Any guesses?
Oh, Lord. Josh. Lapras. I'll go Lapras.
Jacob.
What is Pikachu's Christmas vacation?
So close. So close.
Corphish.
Josh.
What is Pikachu's Christmas adventure?
No, but I love that. Y'all, so close. The correct answer is Pikachu's winter vacation.
Man.
We got to keep it secular.
Oh, I was thinking of the movie.
Sorry.
National Lampoon's.
Yeah, you're right.
Christmas vacation.
Yes. Austin?
No, it's mine. It's still mine.
Oh, wait. Is it Jacob?
Yeah, it's mine. Jingles All the Way for 200.
This was the year the Pokemon Christmas Bash album was released.
Heracross?
Austin?
What is 2001?
That's correct.
Oh, good job, Austin.
Great job.
Oh, I like how your counter does the math for you. That's really
know.
Cool.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Austin, you may go.
Snorlax's confectionery for 400.
This fruit is traditionally placed inside Christmas stockings and represents the legend of St. Nicholas giving gold to the poor.
Oh, God. This fruit is traditionally placed, and I never heard of a fruit. I mean, I heard of nuts, but never a fruit.
Does a nut count as a fruit?
No, it's a
no.
Corphish?
Josh?
What are pears?
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was my guess.
Oh, man. Lapras. Lapras.
Jacob?
What is an orange?
That is correct.
That was my first guess. But then I thought, would that have been available at the time that this would have been popular? Oof.
You know how I know that? This has brought back some nostalgia. When I was like 7 years old, I think my grandma put oranges in my stocking.
Oh, wow.
And I don't even know what it was for, but I just remember getting oranges 1 year.
That's awesome. My grandparents have done this every single year for all of us since I've been able to remember Christmas. They've always put oranges in our stockings, so I'm very familiar with this tradition.
Did y'all ever do the tradition where you take an orange for Christmas and you put like little, they're not thumbtacks, but it's some sort of chive or some sort of something in it and you make like a pattern on it? Like you make it the orange into an ornament?
No. You mean like cloves or something?
Yeah, they were cloves. That's it, not chives.
No, I've never heard of that.
Did y'all ever do like the gift exchange with your neighbors? Like while they're sleeping, you go over there and you just take the presents they have? No.
That might be a Jacob special.
Sorry. You guys didn't do that?
No.
What about the one where you crawl under their car with a hacksaw and liberate their catalytic converter?
I'm not sure that's a very popular Christmas tradition.
Platinum makes for some great ornaments.
Yeah, exactly.
This country decorates Christmas trees with catalytic converters.
I think you guys got confused. I think you're thinking of the Grinch's holiday traditions.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Jacob. Let's go general 400.
All right. Let's clearing the board. The Pikachu short, Snorlax Snowman, is based on this 1982 classic children's film.
Lapras.
Heracross.
Jacob.
What is Frosty the Snowman?
Incorrect.
Oh. Heracross.
Austin.
Oh, man, I know what it is now. You're right.
The Snowman.
Yay! My favorite film.
There was a movie, right?
Yes, it's a silent movie.
Okay. Yeah, does he die at the end?
He goes back to where he came from.
Hell?
Hell, yeah.
The cold part.
Go back to
I
hell,
love
Snowman.
It. If you guys can find that show, I'm sure it's on YouTube. Go ahead and watch it. It's super cute. It's only like 20-some minutes. Austin, it is your pick now.
Okay, Ice Ice Baby for 400.
This master of ice types is a part of the Hoenn Elite Four.
Heracross.
Austin.
Who is Glacia?
That's correct.
Oh, thank God.
Good job, Austin.
Good job. Next guess.
Snorlax's confectionery for 300.
These are the four main food groups for the elves in Elf. Your favorite movie ever.
Oh, man.
I can think of two of them.
I got two, too, yeah. And I just watched this movie not too long ago.
Oh, Jacob, oh, really? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
What streaming service is it on?
Oh, I have the DVD. I don't do streaming anymore. I'm just buying DVDs, dude.
Good for you. Cut the cord.
I just got the Black Friday specials, so I got streaming again.
Oh, man. You shill.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember, like, what I'm having trouble with is I can't remember if it's... I know, like, there's specifics, but I can't remember if it, like, has a general food group.
I can't think of the third one. That's the one that tripped me up.
Mm.
Josh, any guesses? Mm. Anybody?
I remember the scene, but I'm completely blanking on what exactly he said.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me, you guys. Do you get
partial credit?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
Don't tell me you guys are going to throw this one. I thought this one was easy. I'm going to give you guys...
Lapras. I got it.
Okay, Jacob.
What is candy... Candy canes.
Got two.
Syrup.
Three. Got one more.
Oh, my God. I can't remember the last one.
You need one more. So close.
Corn. Candy corn.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. I couldn't remember if...
Candy canes, candy corn.
Good job, Jacob. Good job.
What got me was I couldn't remember if it was like sugar was one or candy corn was the one I could not remember. I remember candy canes and syrup. And I couldn't remember... Because candy corn's more of a Halloween.
Yep. Well, thing, remember so that was, the scene where he's putting all that stuff on the spaghetti?
That's what got me. That's what I remember that. Oh, we love sugar. Is there sugar in syrup?
Yeah. All right, and I think that was 1500 for you. Okay, your board.
What is Snorlax's confectionery for 100?
This nut is traditionally roasted during the holiday season.
Heracross.
Corfish.
Austin, I heard you first.
What is chestnuts?
Chestnuts is correct. Austin?
Ice Baby for 300.
This gen is when the first pure ice type was introduced.
Oh, God, I have no idea. Lapras.
Jacob?
Gen 3. What is Gen 3?
That is correct.
Yeah, Jacob.
Dude, that
was a guess. That was a pure guess.
It's Gen 3, and that would be Snorunt, Glalie, and Regice. Regice.
What games were those? Was that?
Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
That's okay. Because I remember they were like special Pokemon you could get. Or Regice was, maybe.
Yes. Jacob, it is your turn.
Jingles all the way for 300.
This was the year that the song Must Be Santa originally released.
Heracross.
Austin.
1958. What is 1958?
So close, but no.
How close was he?
I can't tell you. That was a hint. That was too much of a hint already.
We're talking lower, higher?
I can't say.
I can't even remember what he said.
Lapras?
Jacob?
What is 1962?
Man. Josh?
1965.
Wrong, sorry. The correct answer is 1960.
Oh.
Very close.
Good try, good try.
Good try. Jacob, I believe it's you.
Let's go back to Snow Lax's Confectionery. 200.
This thick, sweet syrup gives gingerbread its characteristic dark color.
Corfish.
Oh.
Josh?
What is molasses?
Yay! It is true.
Yes.
Or treacle.
I couldn't think of the name.
Great treacle. Job. Josh, you get the final question here. Ice, ice, baby for 200. This many ice types were introduced in Gen 3.
Oh, you just listed them. God damn it.
Or was that all
of them?
Josh?
What is 4?
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
What, Lapras?
Jacob?
What is 3?
Incorrect.
Heracross. What Austin? Is 5?
Incorrect.
Ah!
The correct answer is 6. Snorunt, Glalie, Spheal.
Oh, duh.
Whatever Spheal's middle evolution is that I cannot remember for some reason. Walrein and Regice. What is Spheal's middle evolution? What the hell?
Celio,
thank you. Thank you, yes.
Do I get bonus points?
Okay, so we've cleared this board. We currently have, points-wise, Jacob with 1,800 points, Austin in the lead with 2,000 points, and Josh with 700. So I am going to have to write this down because, like I mentioned, I have two separate boards going because there wasn't a way to, like, make a second board with this same thing. So let me just write this down. I'll have to tally the points up at the end.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now we're moving on to Out of the Drying Pan Holiday Double Jeopardy, where the points are doubled. And unfortunately, there are no double Jeopardy questions hidden in this because that's not a feature of this free thing. So I'm so sorry, but hopefully with the double points, you guys can redeem yourselves. And we have the categories for this particular round is More Around the World, Christmas Through the Years, Christmas Pop Culture, and Double Trouble. Who is going first? Should we do the wheel again?
I think it was Josh let off last time.
Or do
time.
You think it's Josh? Okay, Josh can go first then.
Let's go with More Around the World for 600.
600. Okay, and I don't remember these answers as well as the other ones. Sorry, guys. We'll see what I can do here. This state holds the Guinness World Record for the tallest snowman ever built.
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is Minnesota?
Heracross.
Austin.
What is Washington?
Gorefish.
Josh.
What is Alaska?
The correct answer was Maine.
Maine.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
It's probably like a Stephen King story. Like it was possessed by the devil or something.
I believe, if I remember right, the snowman's name, or snowwoman actually, her name is Olympia. Just so you know. All right, Josh, I think it's still you.
Let's go with Christmas Through the Years for 600.
This classic Christmas tune was the first ever song broadcast from space during NASA's Gemini 6A mission in 1965.
Corfish.
Josh.
What is I'll Be Home for Christmas?
Incorrect.
That was a great one. That was a great guess.
They should have done that. Damn, that would have been so much better. That would have
been way better.
NASA, what the fuck?
Lapras?
Jacob.
What is Joy to the World?
Incorrect.
Heracross?
Austin?
What is Must Be Santa?
Great guesses, but unfortunately, no. The correct answer was Jingle Bells.
Oh, basic.
Jingle Bells. Josh, it is still you.
Let's go with More Around the World for 200.
This food is the most popular Christmas meal in Japan.
Haircorpus.
Lapras.
Austin.
What is KFC?
That is correct.
We all knew that. We were all excited to know that.
I know. We knew that one. Kentucky Fried Chicken. I had to put that one in there. I was like, that's got to be one.
Double trouble for 1,000.
Oh, my God.
Austin goes big.
That's why you got to play the game.
Good luck. In Holiday Hijinks, Jesse's Broken Doll, a parody of actor Bruce Lee, is called this.
Heracross.
Austin.
Her dolly. What is her dolly?
No. Sorry. It has a name.
Oh, it has a name? I don't know.
Yes, it does. I told you, good luck. Josh and Jacob, any guesses?
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is Spruce Lee?
Oh my God. That is so cute, but no.
Oh, okay.
Sadly. I want to give you half credit just for that perfect pun, but unfortunately. Josh, I know you know this deep in your heart.
What is Karate Chop Man? I don't know.
Very good guess, but no. The correct answer is Acha Ninyo or Acha Doll.
Oh, is this in the Japanese version?
I guess so.
I was expecting a dubism.
This is the best trivia that Bulbapedia could offer, so that's what I went with.
It's her jelly donut drying pan doll.
Yes.
Okay, Christmas pop culture for 1,000, please.
Oh my God. This best-selling animatronic toy featuring a cassette deck on his back was at the top of kids' Christmas lists in 1985 and 1986.
Heracross.
Lapras.
Austin.
What is Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, you got it. How'd you know that?
I almost said that for Jesse's doll.
That's so cute. You knew that? That's fun.
I remember that because that was the first toy shortage that they had.
Oh, wow.
It's like nobody could find Teddy Ruxpins for a long time.
That's wild.
More Around the World for 1,000.
This Christmas tradition, practiced in Newfoundland, Ireland, and parts of the UK, involves dressing up in disguises and visiting neighboring houses to sing and dance while the hosts guess their identities before treating them to food and drink.
Yeah.
What? Heracross.
Austin?
What is trick-or-treating?
Oh my God, no!
Corfish?
No. Josh?
What is wassailing?
No.
Was he close?
I have to look up what wassailing means again. No, it's a beverage.
Wasteling's a beverage? Wassail. Or this thing's called a beverage? Wassail?
Wassail encompasses a traditional holiday beverage, a historical toast to good health, and a communal activity of singing and drinking. But no, I guess caroling is close, but no, it's not quite.
Wassailing was often used as a verb for caroling because children would go to different houses, people's houses, and sing in exchange in hopes of receiving some of that drink.
A very good guess, though.
I'll give it a shot, Lapras. What is Christmas counseling?
Counseling? not quite, but you might need some counseling after 1,000 people show up to sing at your door, so.
That's happened to me before. It was awful.
Caroling?
Yeah, oh my God. Believe it or not, I was watching a Pokemon movie because it was like debuting on Cartoon Network. I was at my parents' house alone. I had a strep throat and I felt like garbage. I had a fever. I was alone. I was dressed in like a robe and I looked a mess. And the doorbell rings and I'm like, who could that be? And I get up, I open the door, God. And the way the it's angled. You only see a couple people first. And I was like, who are these random children? Because it was a high school choir caroling. And I was like, what's going on? And I look around the corner and there was like 50 plus teenagers there caroling at my sorry ass. And I was like, this is the most awkward thing. I'm sick as a dog. And I'm like, you are good.
That is...
just passed out.
Enjoy your strap, kids.
Really great guesses, you guys. The answer, according to the internet, is mummering.
Mummering.
All right.
Hey, baby, you want to go some mummering?
Mummering.
You ever been mummered?
Josh, is it your board?
I don't know.
I thought it was Austin's. I think it's still Austin's, right?
Or was it Austin's? Yeah.
All right, let's clear off the thousands. Christmas through the years for 1,000.
Thank you. Thank you, Austin.
This political cartoonist is largely responsible for defining what modern Santa Claus looks like when his drawing was featured in the January 1st, 1881 edition of Harper's Weekly.
Oh, great.
Political cartoonist from 1881. I could not name a single political cartoonist in the entire...
Josh, I'm surprised at you.
I feel like I should know this, but I don't.
Heracross. Wow.
Austin.
What is the Coca-Cola company?
No.
That's a universal
guess. I'm so glad that I picked some of these hard ones that are tripping you up, though. All of you.
Yeah, this is fun. This is fun on this end. Not knowing anything. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Lapras.
Jacob.
Who is James Garfield?
No. Okay. You guys give up. Okay. The correct answer is... Thomas Nast.
Oh, we've heard of him before. God damn it.
Yes, indeed. He's the guy who's responsible for the Republican elephant symbol as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And some other stuff.
Did he write Common Sense? Is that the... No, I'm kidding. I'm
That's
kidding.
Thomas Paine.
Oh, no.
Thomas Paine. All right. Great try. Austin, I think it's still you.
Still me. Christmas hot culture for 800, Alex.
Okay. This 1964 sci-fi comedy film featuring Old Saint Nick is widely regarded as one of the worst movies ever made.
Heracross.
Austin.
What is Santa Claus versus the Martians?
So close.
Oh, I knew it was close. I couldn't remember exactly. Oh, I've never seen it.
So close. Anybody else? Austin's practically given it away.
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is the Martians versus Santa Claus? Oh, man.
Oh, what could it be?
Josh, any guess?
What could it
be? No guess.
Christmas on Mars?
No. Austin, you were so close. Unfortunately, you were just one word off. Santa Claus conquers the Martians.
Ah.
Not Santa Claus versus the Martians.
Well, I know what we're watching.
That's still cool.
We gotta watch that. Pick again.
Double Trouble for 800.
Cryogonal's ability to trap prey in ice crystals seems to be based on which beings from Germanic mythology? Seemingly meaning based on what Bulbapedia says.
Lapras?
Jacob.
What are White Walkers?
No.
Oh, man.
I'll just randomly guess. Heracross.
Austin?
What are Snow Sprites?
That is so cute, but no. Snow Sprites. Ah! Josh, come on, Josh. I know you know this.
Oh, I'm blanking
Germanic
on what...
Germanic mythology.
I don't know. What is the Wild Hunt? I don't think that's correct, though.
No, unfortunately. The correct answer is the Jotun.
Oh!
The Frost Giants.
I've read enough Thor to know that. Damn it.
You should know. I'm disappointed in you boys not knowing that.
Really? Me? Am I grouped into that?
Yes, all you boys. Because you're all boys, so.
Boys to men.
More around the world for 400.
More around the world for 400. Poinsettias, a plant well known for its red and green foliage and commonly used for decoration around the holidays, is native to which country?
Heracross.
Austin.
What is Mexico?
That's correct.
Good job, Austin. That was a good one.
Good job. Austin?
More around the world for 800.
Christmas trees in this country are decorated with artificial spider webs because of the folktale of the Christmas spider.
Heracross.
Austin.
This is a totally random guess. What is South Korea?
No.
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is Japan?
Incorrect. Josh.
Corfish. What is Denmark?
Very close, but no. The correct answer is Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
That's not close at all.
Well, I was trying to be, you know.
She's trying to sugarcoat our like, way off answers. Yeah.
Trying to
I guess,
be.
Like, geographically, you were the closest.
You know, kind of keep morale high here. All right. Austin, I believe, still you.
Wow, I'm dominating. Christmas through the years, 800.
This popular ancient Roman holiday was celebrated from December 17th to December 23rd and consisted of feasts, gift-giving, and merrymaking.
Corfish.
Josh.
What is Yule?
No.
Oh my gosh, I don't know Roman stuff as much as I. Lapras.
Jacob.
What is Advent?
No.
God, thanks.
Heracross.
Austin.
What is Festivus?
No.
Oh, it's Saturnalia, isn't it?
That is right. The answer is Saturnalia in, you know, celebration of the Roman god Saturn. So.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Dang it.
Still me
okay,
somehow.
Austin?
All right, Josh, we got to get him. We got to guess at least one.
Yeah, come on, y'all.
Christmas pop culture 600.
In The Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack Skellington mistakenly calls old Saint Nick this name.
Corfish.
Josh.
Sandy Claus.
Yes.
Yes.
We got him.
Got him. Great job. You're on the board. Jacob, it's, you know, you got to get on the board too. Come on.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Josh.
I'm going to throw it out there.
How about Christmas through the years for 400?
This was the year that NORAD began tracking Santa Claus on their tracker on Christmas Eve.
Heracross.
Austin.
What is 1958?
So close. No.
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is 1956?
No.
Corfish.
Josh.
What is 1959?
No. So close. Ah! It was December 24th, 1955. I did watch Santa on the Santa Tracker this past Christmas, by the way. I love doing that every year. You can see where he goes and drops off his billions of presents.
I like when he teleports from one place to the other.
I know. He is magical, so not out of the realm. I believe it's Josh still.
How about Double Trouble for 600?
This Pokemon is mislabeled as a legendary Pokemon in the Pokemon Ultimate Handbook.
Heracross?
Austin.
What is Rotom?
No.
Lapras?
Jacob?
Is it who? Probably who is. Who is Mewtwo?
Very close, but no.
Oh, God. I know what it is now.
Josh?
No idea.
Jacob was super close with his guess of Mewtwo, but unfortunately, the answer is Delibird.
That's close to Mewtwo?
Yeah, of course.
It's the same number of syllables.
Oh, okay. No, it's not.
Delibird. You know, cats, birds, pretty much the same thing.
Oranges, bananas.
Yeah. Austin, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, I had a good guess.
Josh?
How about Christmas through the years for 200?
It was in this decade that Coca-Cola began using the modern Santa as we know him in the red and white suit in their advertising campaigns.
Heracross.
Austin.
What is the 30s?
Corfish.
Josh.
What is the 50s?
Lapras.
Jacob.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What is the 40s? Is it like the 10s?
It was later than you guys think. It was, or earlier, I'm sorry, the 1920s.
Oh, that's close.
The roaring 20s.
The year ones are the hardest ones, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're done with that category, so Josh?
How about Christmas pop culture for 200?
This silly tradition features hiding an ornament shaped like this food on the Christmas tree. Really? No takers?
I've never heard of this.
Goodness me. Gosh. I killed it with these questions. Y'all don't know. Any guesses at all?
Heracross.
Austin.
What is chestnuts?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Any guesses? Just guess something.
Lapras.
Jacob.
What is tree fooding?
What?
I don't know. Tree fooding?
Tree fooding? Are you saying English words? I don't even know.
I don't know. I never done this tradition.
Saturnalia.
Oh my god. Guess a food. Just any food. Josh.
Fruit caking?
That's hilarious. No, you guys. The answer is the Christmas pickle.
Oh, no.
Man, Google didn't even know that one.
You gotta put the Christmas pickle on the tree, and then something good happens. I don't know. I myself have never done this. I've heard of this more in recent years, but if anybody out there listening does the Christmas pickle tradition, I want to know like what that entails and what you get if you win.
What, do you want the tree to seem like it's happy to see you? I mean,
Christmas pickle. Josh, I think it's still you.
How about Christmas pop culture for 400?
In the Harry Potter series, the main character's wand is made out of the wood of this tree, one of the earliest evergreens used as a Christmas tree and symbolic of immortality.
Lapras?
Jacob.
What is pine?
No.
Ugh.
Horsefish?
Josh, I heard you first.
What is holly?
No.
Heracross, what is Austin? Pine?
Jacob just said pine. So,
are you
no.
not paying attention?
What is birch?
Wait, I'm sorry. You can't get another guess.
Okay, what was it?
It's not Professor Birch, unfortunately.
It was fir? Like a fir tree?
It is the yew tree.
Oh, I forgot that was an evergreen.
Mm-hmm. Good guess on holly, though. Only a couple left. Josh?
Double trouble for 400.
In the English dub of Island of the Giant Pokemon, James reveals that this Pokemon was given to him as a Christmas gift.
Heracross.
Austin.
What is coughing?
That is correct. Coughing!
Way to go, Austin.
Way to go,
to run
Austin.
The board.
And level trouble 200 is the last one.
This Pokemon is the first by alphabetical order.
Heracross?
Austin.
Abra? What is Abra?
No.
I was guessing.
Any other guesses?
I don't know.
No. Josh, no.
I have no idea.
Okay. The correct answer is Abomasnow.
Abomasnow,
of course. And with that, Austin is our victorious winner with 2,000 points, which I believe is a clear winner for the entire game with 4,000 points. So congratulations, Austin!
I am the champion.
And then we also have Jacob with 1,800 points and Josh with 1,300 points. So great efforts all around. I hope you guys enjoyed the trivia. What'd you think?
It was fun when I knew them.
So I hope a good mix of the Pokemon and the regular questions. But great job, you guys. I'm glad I stumped you.
Oh, yeah, you stumped us.
A lot. They were really, really good questions, though. They were actually really good questions.
Like, that was like actual Jeopardy.
Did I do Alex Trebek proud, my namesake there?
Yes.
Awesome.
I like the idea that you're named after Alex Trebek.
Actually, I don't really know why they picked that name for me, but oh well. Well, yeah, that was fun, you guys. Thanks for playing. We'll have to make this a tradition. Maybe somebody else can pick the trivia next year, and I'll see how much I can contribute.
That'd be fun, definitely.
I guess that leaves it to me, because that's the...
Yeah.
It was hard. I will say, it was really difficult coming up with, like, Pokemon trivia, because, as we know, there isn't, like, a ton of Pokemon Christmas or holiday-themed media. We've ran out of material, which, you know, is why we kind of have resorted to doing this, but it is a little more difficult than you might think. But yeah, I'm really glad you guys were able to join and play.
It was fun. It was good to see you guys again.
Good to see you too.
Absolutely. All right, Austin, well, with that being said, what is on the agenda for next week?
Manectric Charge and Del Caddy Got Your Tongue.
All right, we'll look forward to that. But like we said, we hope you guys enjoyed listening along to our Out of the Drying Pan Holiday Jeopardy game. And we had a lot of fun. So if you guys want to let us know how many trivia questions you got right, you can always reach out to us at outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. Again, outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. We also have a Blue Sky and an Instagram, the same handle for both, at outofthedryingpan. And like we mentioned, we have a Patreon. If you would like to take advantage of some of the bonus content we have, check out our link in the description. We really appreciate the support. And we want to say happy holidays to everybody out there who's celebrating. Stay safe, and we will see you next week as the journey continues.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.